All right, time to dive into the world of injection molding. You know, that process that makes all those intricate little plastic parts we see everywhere? Phone cases, gears, and your coffee grinder. It's like...
It's everywhere.
It really is. And judging by the stack of articles and comparisons and even design guides you sent us, looks like you're really trying to get a handle on this.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. What is it about injection molding that fascinates you the most?
You know, for me, it's how fast and precise it is. Very few other manufacturing methods can match that. I mean, you're injecting molten plastic into a mold with tons of pressure, and boom, you have a finished part in like seconds.
Yeah, like plastic surgery for stuff.
Right.
But way less messy, I hope.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're really interested in efficiency and high quality output. I mean, that makes sense with what you do.
Yeah.
And from these sources, injection molding seems like a pretty good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the sources even calls automated injection molding lines like a perfectly choreographed dance. Robotic arms, super fast and accurate, feeding materials, taking out finished parts, it all just works together perfectly, like a ballet of efficiency, which means high production and lower costs, especially when you're making thousands or even millions of parts.
Okay, I'm already having flashbacks to my brief attempt at ballet. Let's just say grace and coordination were not my strengths. But speaking of strengths, injection molding seems to have a ton of advantages. One article talked about the design flexibility you get with it.
Oh, for sure. It's not just about simple shapes. We're talking intricate designs, fine details, smooth surfaces, tight tolerances, all those things that mean high quality product. And you can use so many different plastics, each with their own properties. The possibilities are huge.
Yeah, they even had this anecdote about a company designing gadget casings. They needed something durable and lightweight with a specific texture. They tried a bunch of materials and kept making changes until they got it right. And get this, they were able to put all of that into a single injection molded part.
Oh, wow. That's a perfect example of how injection molding can really make production simpler. Instead of making a bunch of parts and putting them together, you can just create one complex part that has everything.
Okay, so injection molding is sounding pretty amazing so far. But you know, I always have to play devil's advocate a little. One of the sources had this infographic that compared injection molding to other manufacturing methods like CNC machining and compression molding. And sure, injection molding wins in a lot of ways, but it's not perfect.
Right. It's important to know the good and bad of each method so you can choose the right one.
Okay, so this infographic. CNC machining seems good for prototypes or super specific parts where you need extreme precision. But for mass production, especially for plastic parts, injection molding seems to win.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you think about cost and speed. The infographic shows how injection molding consistently gives you high-quality parts with great accuracy and surface finish, like comparing something handmade to a perfect copy, but on a huge scale.
Okay, so if I was in charge of manufacturing, this infographic would be up on my wall for sure. But before we get too excited about the pros, let's talk about those real-world examples, you know, the things we actually use. The source had a whole section on that, and it's amazing how many industries use injection molding.
I know, right? It really shows how versatile the process is.
All right, let's run through them. First, consumer electronics. Injection molding makes everything from those phone cases we talked about to all the tiny buttons and connectors in our devices.
Then there's automotive. Injection molding's key for dashboards, bumpers, door handles, all that stuff. Even those little clips that always seem to disappear.
Oh, and medical devices too. Precision and sterility are so important there. Syringes, diagnostic equipment, parts for implants. Injection molding is everywhere.
And we can't forget about toys. All those Lego bricks and action figure parts, they need to be really durable to last through years of playtime. And injection molding makes that happen.
Oh, and packaging. All those bottles, containers, and lids. Injection molding is behind a lot of that.
Yeah. And then there's home appliances, the housing of your blender, the knobs on your washing machine. Injection molding is quietly working to make our lives easier.
Wow. I bet most people don't even realize how many things rely on injection molding. It really is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But like they say, all that glitters isn't gold, right? We have to consider some of the downsides too.
You're right. Injection molding has a lot of benefits. But it's important to know about the drawbacks too.
So we've talked about how great injection molding is, but even superheroes have their weaknesses, right? One of the sources said that those custom molds can be expensive, especially for complex designs.
Yeah, that's true. The upfront cost for injection molding can be a lot, especially for smaller companies. There is even a story about a designer who was shocked by how much a new mold would cost. Thousands of dollars. It shows that you really need to think about the costs.
Yeah, thousands of dollars is no joke. It's like you have this great idea that's going to change the world, and then the mold maker says, "That'll be 5 grand, please." What about lead times? The source mentioned that those could be a problem too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Building a mold takes time. Depending on how complex it is, it could be weeks or even months before you have a finished product. So if you're in a hurry, injection molding might not be the best choice.
Okay, so it's not a quick process. More like, be patient, your injection molded masterpiece will be ready eventually. But let's talk about materials. I remember reading that not all plastics work well with injection molding.
You're right. The plastics properties are super important. Some plastics work better than others, and some just don't work at all. You have to find the right material for the job.
Right, it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Speaking of things not fitting, one of the sources mentioned design for manufacturability, which I guess means making sure your design actually works with injection molding.
Exactly. It's a set of rules to make sure your design can be made efficiently and without problems. You don't want to spend all that time and money on a mold, only to find out it can't actually make the part you designed.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Planning is super important. So, what do you have to think about when you're designing for injection molding?
Well, like those undercuts we talked about before, those can be tricky for mold makers. And then there's draft angles. That means making sure your part has a slight slope so it can come out of the mold easily. And don't forget about wall thickness. You want to keep it consistent so the part doesn't warp or have sink marks.
So you have to balance your creativity with the limitations of the process. Kind of like anything creative, I guess. You have all these ideas, but then reality sets in.
That's a good way to put it. And sometimes those limitations can actually make you more creative. It's about working within the rules to find new solutions.
I like that, turning can't do into can do.
Mm.
But we also need to talk about the environmental impact, plastic waste and all that. One source mentioned that as a big concern, and it's something I think about a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely a valid concern, and it's something the industry is trying to deal with. Making plastic does have an impact on the environment, and plastic waste is a global problem. But the good news is that people are working on making injection molding more sustainable.
Okay, good. So what are they doing to make it more eco-friendly?
Well, one thing is using recycled plastics in injection molding. That reduces the need for new plastics and keeps waste out of landfills.
Awesome. It's like giving plastic a second life.
Yeah.
Are there any other cool innovations for sustainability?
There's a lot of talk about bioplastics. They're made from renewable resources like cornstarch or sugarcane.
Wait, so you're saying we could have water bottles made from plants?
It's not just an idea anymore. Bioplastics are becoming more and more possible, and they could really reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. And of course, people are working on making injection molding machines and processes more energy efficient. That helps lower their carbon footprint.
So it seems like things are moving in the right direction, but we still have a long way to go.
I think that's right. Sustainability is an ongoing process, not a finish line. But it's good to see that people are more aware and companies are looking for solutions.
And I think we can all help as consumers too by choosing products made from recycled or bio-based plastics whenever we can.
I agree. Every little bit makes a difference.
Okay, so we've covered the good, the bad, and the eco-friendly. I feel like I've learned a lot about injection molding. But I bet you have even more insights to share. What's next on our injection molding adventure?
Now that we know how injection molding works, I think it's time to look at what the future holds for it.
Ooh, I like that. Tell me into the future.
All right, let's dive into part three.
All right, so we've covered pretty much everything about injection molding, the speed, the precision, the materials, the environmental impact. But now I'm really curious about the future of this tech. Will it be plastic forever?
Well, that's a tough question. Injection molding has been so important for so long, it's hard to imagine manufacturing without it. But the world is changing, and with all the worries about plastic and the environment, I think we'll see a lot of innovation.
Yeah, it feels like injection molding is at a turning point. It can adapt or maybe get replaced by new tech. One of the sources mentioned 3D printing as a possible game changer. What do you think about that?
3D printing is definitely changing things, especially for prototypes and custom products. But for mass production, especially with plastic, it's not quite there yet in terms of speed and cost. But who knows? Technology changes fast. We might see 3D printing become a real competitor to injection molding.
Imagine printing a bunch of complex plastic parts in a few hours, using eco-friendly materials and barely any waste. That would be incredible.
Absolutely. And then there's biofabrication. That's a whole new level. It uses living cells and biological materials to actually grow products. It's still early days, but it could totally change how we make things.
Okay, now that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I'm picturing factories full of giant tanks, growing everything from clothes to car parts. Am I getting carried away?
Maybe not. The line between biology and tech is getting blurry. We already see biofabricated stuff in medicine and clothes. I think it'll only grow from here.
So instead of melting plastic pellets, we might be growing products from bacteria or algae. That's a wild thought. What else is good about biofabrication besides being sustainable?
Well, because you're working with living things, you can create products that can heal themselves, adapt, and even biodegrade. Think about a phone case that fixes its own scratches, or a car tire that changes its tread based on the road.
That's like something out of a superhero movie. But those are amazing possibilities. It seems like the future of manufacturing is moving away from artificial materials and more towards using the power of nature.
I think you're right. We're moving towards a more bio-integrated approach. It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Yeah, it's like we're entering a whole new world of innovation. It's limited only by our imagination and what we know about nature. It's inspiring, but also a bit overwhelming. How do we even prepare for such a big change?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious, keep learning, and be open to new things. What we've talked about today is just the beginning. Who knows what amazing discoveries are coming next?
You're right. We went from a deep dive into injection molding to a deep dive into the future of manufacturing. That's what I love about these deep dives. They always get me thinking and wanting to learn more.
It's been a really interesting conversation. I hope our listener enjoyed it too.
I'm sure they did. And to our listener, thank you for sending us all this great stuff and for inspiring this discussion. We've only just scratched the surface of injection molding and the future of manufacturing. But hopefully, this deep dive has given you a good starting point.
And remember, this is just the start of your journey. We'll have links to more resources in the show notes, so you can keep learning. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to revolutionize manufacturing with your own ideas.
That's what I like to hear. So keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep asking those big questions. And next time you use your phone or drive your car, think about the amazing journey those injection molded parts have been on. You might be surprised how much thought and creativity goes into those everyday things. Until next time, happy learning.